Okay, we're joined on the line by the hooligan, Paddy Houlihan. Paddy, big fight coming up for you in a few weeks, but more importantly than that, you're coming to Cork before that.
Do you know what? I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, you're heading down to the real capital in a few weeks.
Yeah, Tommy Dean has a great sketch about that. Did you ever hear him? The president of Ireland in the country, and he say, I'm the president of Ireland, but most importantly, I'm from Cork.
Have you been practicing your Cork accent before you come down?
Of course. I always practice the Cork accent. I love the Cork people. They're kind of like, they like us. Just, they're like our cousins. Just less intelligent.
Hey, less of that now, boy. Less of that. So you're doing a few seminars in SPG down here in Cork City?
Yeah, we are. We'd love to get down to Liam Ogg's place down there in SPG. There's a great little vibe in Cork City. The guys have been training for a long time there. I think I've done two seminars down there now, but yeah, they're flying along, so it's going to be good to see some guys coming out of that gym. So
yeah, because that place is flying since they've rebranded as SPG the last couple of years.
Really is. He only got a mat down as well, and it looks absolutely amazing.
Yeah, they're doing a fantastic job down here, and you're doing a Q&A session as well in the Dean Rock Bar as well.
That's the one. Yeah, we're testing it out in Cork. So we said we tested it out on the Cork people because they're they judge you honestly, you know. So yeah, we're gonna do a kind of like the story of the takeover. So questions for, leading all the way from the start of kind of how it got started, how training works, and things like that. So I'm going to try to do it here, see how it works, and then maybe move around a little bit more and try it in different places.
Yeah, because you've been like in this sport for the last number of years. You've seen it explode in Ireland from relative obscurity to just the massive mainstream sport that it is today.
100%, yeah. I was with the guys that were the GA Club Warriors. That's what we used to train. We used to train in GA Clubs and fight in GA Clubs on the weekends and get €50 for it.
The good old days, I'd say, were they?
Do you know what? It was some of the best crack I've ever had was at some of them shows, and some of the most incredible things I've ever seen was at some of them shows. Like you have guys like Conor McGregor fighting in little small guy clubs, knocking guys out same way as you see them in the MGM, and then Gunny Nelson and then myself and Ashlyn Daly and Cottle Pendred, and it was great. We used to have 8 SPG guys at one night on a card. I don't know how John Cavan had done it. The man is mad. But he's doing it next week as well at Barman.
Yeah, there's some top class fights on that card as well. A lot of your teammates fighting on the card.
Yeah, there's a good few of the lads. There's a good few of the lads going pro as well. So one of the guys to watch out for will be Dylan the Nuke Took. He's a bantamweight. This guy is incredible. His opponent is good as well. So it's going to be a great fight.
And your teammate Franz Malumbo fighting a Cork man, Darren O'Gorman, up there as well.
Oh, Jesus. There's one man I wouldn't fight, and that's Franz Malumbo.
Yeah.
That man is... he's a dangerous, dangerous human being. So Darren O'Gorman is in a bit of trouble, I think. I remember seeing Franz hit a guy with a straight right, and it was like a piston.
Boom.
Guy, he was like he was dead. He was like he was getting shot. Franz has this crazy belief in himself, and it's true that it's there. It's within everyone. If you believe in yourself, well, then other people will start following. But Franz is super fire, yeah. But Dylan as well. People shouldn't miss that car. It's going to be epic.
Yeah, I've just interviewed Darren O'Gorman actually just before this interview, and he's quite confident for getting the win, so I'm looking forward to seeing that fight.
Oh, definitely, yeah, sure. And he's a good fighter as well. I like Darren. I've seen him. I've done Keith Cody's corner, I think, when he fought him.
Yeah.
He's a sound guy. I like his style. I mean, he comes to fight. He actually wants to fight. A lot of guys are saying they want to fight these days, and then when it comes to the fight, they don't.
That's happened to you a few times as well, because I think people are just very wary of your grappling skills and they kind of just stay away from you for 3 rounds.
It's kind of hard to get into. Like, I love a good, you know what I mean, just kind of bite down on that gum shield and like a barn burner sometimes, you know what I mean? And sometimes I do have one or two of them in the gym just to get it out of my system, but definitely, I've had one or two of them today actually.
And you're four fights into your UFC tenure now, 3 wins and just the 1 defeat. How would you kind of just sum up those 4 fights?
I've learned a lot. I've got to do how many rounds? Nearly 10 rounds in the UFC now.
Yeah.
So that's the way I'm counting it. In time, that's a lot of live experience to be getting in there. I think all of my positioning and all of my fights, if you look at my positioning and my cage control and things like that, has been good. the thing that I need to pull the trigger on now is the finish, you know. So I've been in finishing positions, but I think that I'm in there and I'm so excited. I'm thinking about 10 finishes at once, and I need to get my mind on the one and just and get it done. Like in Dublin, when I just dropped them past the guard and choked them out.
And speaking of Dublin, Lewis Smoker now in just 6 weeks' time. You told SevereMMA.com that you've seen craters in his game.
I see. For me, I'm a bad match for him. That's what I think. And I think mixed martial arts, it can change and every day. It's not. It's about body types, you know. Sometimes some people match up wrong. Some people, but I think that if we get into the grappling exchange, the guy is good. There's no doubt. He knows what he's doing on the ground. He knows what he's doing standing. But if we get into some positions that he was in with Neil Seary, he's not going to be able to wrestle me. He will be getting swept, and he will be submitted in mount, or he will be submitted where he is. But you bet your house on it that if he ends up in some positions, like the guillotine positions that he ended up in with Neil Seary and things like that I'm going to choke the man.
Because and even when he was on the offense, Neil defended expertly. I mean, like, he didn't really come close to finishing Neil at all in that fight.
That's what Neil is another story as well. When you're talking about finishing, he's an absolute nightmare to try finish. But he done well. There was smoke did. He didn't exert himself too much to look for the finish either. But Neil was only in Vegas a week as well, so you have to give him that. Where Lewis Smoker is coming from somewhere of the similar kind of climate. But it will be different when he comes to Dublin.
That atmosphere is going to be insane in the Three Arena, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not that he's just fighting me, it's that the people of Dublin, they will have an ill towards him already, you know? Because of EB Neil, but that's just the way the sport is. Poof, it's not. I don't have to think about that this time. It's not me walking into enemy territory.
Exactly.
And, fighting on that. Have you ever been in that arena, Rory?
Yeah, I've been there for gigs, but not for the UFC, unfortunately.
Oh, the last time it was absolutely crazy. I can't explain to people what it was like. But this time around, it's going to be very, very similar, if not more crazy, because people are trying to top it. And some people have become fanatics, where like there was just fans at the time, but now people have like they know everything about it. They're obsessed with the game, you know, and it's great. It's great to see. It's great for Ireland. It's great for all the up and coming guys, and for the UFC, and then of course for us, for the Fighters.
Yeah, but even watching it on TV last year, I mean, like, I was getting chills when all the Irish guys were coming out, and just hearing that the receptions that they were getting was just absolutely incredible. And I've never seen a UFC card to have that reception for their hometown fighters anywhere.
Do you know what? I totally agree with you. I fought in Canada after that, and I was actually taken back by how relaxed they were. It was nothing compared to Dublin. Dublin gave me chills. I'll take that day to the grave, I will. But I want to add many more in now. So that was that time in Boston as well. Boston was another crazy one.
That Dublin card, though, I think was the moment that the sport just kind of emerged from the shadows in this country and became something that everyone was talking about.
Yeah, definitely. It's something more than, like, I understand what some people's view might be on the sport, that like they looked at it once or twice and made their mind up on it, but it's so much more. I heard someone saying it the other day, it's like looking at someone swimming. It looks easy. It looks kind of like, oh yeah, I could do that. And it only really matters when you're drowning. That's not what it is. It's different.
And I'd imagine, like, the knock-on effect of that is that your gym has gotten far busier, and a lot of people are taking it up as a way to keep fit, but also as a way to learn self-defence and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I think it's one of the greatest self-defence. I think MMA is the new kind of martial arts, if you must. It covers everything. It covers street combat. It covers defending yourself in situations where you don't want to hit the ground in, say, a situation where you're being attacked or whatever's happening, and then all of a sudden you're totally in a whole new pool that's somewhere you've never been before. Or the opposite way around as well. You don't want to be a ground fighter and then somebody starts swinging punches at you and you're frozen, you're locked up. But I think MMA kind of soothes a lot of the positions where people swinging, you kind of get used to move away and being able to like make distance from someone and then close the distance and take someone down as well. And and restrain them. So self-defense was, and then again, fitness. You're moving a human body around. You know, I mean, you're moving 70 kilo around for an hour a few times a week. It has crazy results on your body.
It does, and it's great as well to see parents putting their kids into jiu-jitsu classes from an early age now, and that's going to breed the next generation of fighters 10, 15 years down the line.
Oh, definitely, man. Some of the kids that I roll with now these days, I'm just glad that I'm that much ahead, that years ahead, because it's going to be a really, really hard time to come up in Ireland in MMA. There's some of the kids that are in their place already are absolute geniuses at this game. They're just waiting for their body. Some are waiting for their body to catch up, to be honest. You get that little bit of man strength and a little bit more size, and then they'll be able to use the leverage that the size will bring with it. But so many kids, man, they're crazy, crazy talented.
That's great stuff. Just getting back to Dublin, just looking at the card, I mean, like, you've got a lot of teammates on that card as well, so it must be fantastic for you to have your teammates on the same card, so you both kind of sharpen each other and kind of everyone's pushing towards that same goal.
Yeah, of course. As I was saying, we've been doing this for a long, long time, where a group of us kind of chained playing together, and the camp to create a certain kind of pace between us all, where there's people in the same position as you thinking of the same things as well, so you're not kind of being left on your own, and it's real good. So we have people making weight at the same time as you, and you can kind of surround yourself with them people, and it becomes a little bit easier because you're not the only black sheep eating salad and smelling chicken while everyone else is doing whatever they want. So that's always a really good thing to have around you, people in the same kind of mind, the same goals as you, as we say, surround yourself with what you want to be.
And I saw on your Instagram as well that Connor's back in the gym, back training with you as well, which is a massive boost ahead of UFC Dublin.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's great to see Connor back as well. Because the man has went through some hoops there now over the last few months, and to be away that long for me, I don't know how the man did it. It's absolutely incredible what he has done, going out there to get that belt, and the amount of media obligations there. I don't think people realise until they're actually in the game of what that actually means. So, like, when you're cutting weight and you're eating like a chicken fillet for the day, and you have to ask the same question over and over again, and not lose the head at people and wait around and be moved to different places. And it's hectic, but that's all part of the game. And Conor does it like a back belt, you know. So, but it's great to see him back in the gym. Great. Every time someone goes away, they bring something back as well, you know. So he brought back a UFC title, so it's definitely changing the vibe.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And even Conor himself seems to be changing the mindset of Irish people, and that if you work hard enough and you dedicate your life to something, that you can rise to the very top, as opposed to just being happy to be there.
We've been saying it for years that there's kind of a mentality among Irish people that to just get by or to settle or just to be that's good enough, you know. You can go past anything that you want in your life. You know, it sounds so cliche, people say over and over, you just gotta believe me, you just gotta go after it. But if you stick with your hobbies will turn into the money maker in your life, you know. You gotta surround yourself with people that support these things that you do as well. You can't be, say, have a girlfriend that hates what you do, you love it, and you're trying to do it on the sly. I have friends myself that you're sneaking out to do, say, that's the match or have a point or do things that they like doing, you know. But you have to surround yourself with people where you're able to express yourself and talk about what you do for a living and what you want to go and be. If you don't believe in yourself, other people won't believe in you. So it's great to have a whole team around me where the whole lot of us are building up at the same time, and I can see evidence every single day of what hard work does, you know.
Is there any possibility of you getting on that card with Conor in December?
As I was saying, I never really had enough for it. There definitely could be a possibility, but it's just about, I've got to worry about the injuries now, so we'll see what knocks I pick up and then making the weight again, because it will be, take a week maybe to get over a little few knocks, and then a week of media coming up to the fight, so you literally only probably have 4 weeks to prepare. But 4 weeks would do me to make the weight again, not even to prepare, but to make the weight again. That would be the the hard part. But yes, no problem. If they need a berserker out there, I will be on that card.
I like it, I like it. Does Jose have any chance against Conor, do you think?
I wouldn't say that nobody ever has a chance, but we can see already that Jose is not comfortable in there with Conor. He's not comfortable being in an immediate situation with him at the moment. So it's going to be very hard when he's in a situation where he's swinging and missing and Conor is hitting him. And I think that that's going to add up. Then we're going to really see who the champion is. So there's a lot of things that people forget as well, that Jose was kind of given the belt when he came in, and Conor was a two-weight world champion coming into the UFC, and his belts were taken away from him. So he's never not been a world champion, and Jose is a world champion. So it's going to be lion versus lion. This is going to be an exceptional fight. We see Mayweather's fighting tonight, and I only found out today. So,
do you know what? I was the exact same. I was genuinely surprised when I saw on Wednesday that I was fighting Berto tonight. I was like, there's just no hype about it. Nothing around us there.
No, it's a scam. That's what it is. It's a scam. It's making money. That's what it is. And it's a bit annoying, to be honest, that it's taken away the entertainment factor of fighting. No, there's people watching it, and I'll be watching it. It's crazy that the Manny Pacquiao fight is all over the world. It's the most anticipated thing ever, and then the same guy that's fighting in the fight is going under where no one knows he's fighting.
Yeah, it was I was the exact same. I was just genuinely surprised that he was fighting tonight.
Crazy. I don't know how that happens. Like, Conor could be fighting the postman, and people will be tuning in, and it will be hyped up, and you'd be excited to watch it. And that's what fighting is. That's what a combat sport is, you know?
Just getting back to Dublin and this fight with Lewis Smoker, tell me how it's going to go down.
The two of us are tall guys, tall, long, rangy guys. Probably won't even look like we're in the flyweight division. But it's going to be definitely different for him standing there against somebody the same length as him, the same distance, where he's not just using that long game. And Boston, we fought a guy that was the same height as me, so I feel that I kind of I can deal with that. And I'm going to come out there and I'm going to roll up my fist and I'm going to punch him straight in the face, and it will just all unveil from there.
Cannot wait to see you fight, Mr. Hoolan. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Look forward to meeting you in Cork as well when you're down for those seminars and for the Q&A, so I'll chat to you then.
Yeah, definitely. And people, don't forget to drop down to Ian's bar. That's where we are now.
Yeah, the Dean Rock. Yeah.
Yep, that's the one. Pop down and say hello, get a picture, and ask some questions. Have some good questions for them tonight. I look forward to getting down there and seeing everybody as well.
Excellent. Well, Paddy, thanks very much for talking to us, and we'll chat to you again soon.
No problem, man. Thank you.